There we go. That does help if I unmute my microphone. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to TC Talks. We are back after our short hiatus due to him moving house and for some reason getting a downgrade on his internet. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
My choice.
Yeah.
The house is 100% choice.
Yeah. But we are back. It is TC Talks time. It is Sunday evening when we're recording this on the 8th of March, the year 2020. The year of our Lord. And we're back. We're talking about DLC today in the main feature. Obviously, as per usual, we have our standard areas of chattery. News, reviews, and the welcome section. Unfortunately, though, this week, we don't actually have a guest down in the bottom corner.
No, nobody wanted to join us.
No, nobody wanted to join us. But, you know, what can I say? You've got us to... here for your good enjoyment on a Sunday evening, hopefully anyway. So Stu, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, very good. Manic moving and all sorts of stuff with the house. I got loads of space, so we're filling it with stuff. And then we're like, hang on, we got more space. What is the space? So going from a one bed house to a three bed house is like going to a mansion.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that.
So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been kind of cool, but I'm in my own room.
There we go. He's in his own room now. So, you know, if he wants to do the podcast naked, he can. Obviously, please don't.
No, it might be a bit Twitch T's and C's there.
Yeah, we might have a little hand smacking if that was the case. But we haven't really got anyone to say welcome to. So this welcome section is...
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Yeah? I'm doing all right. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a bit of a mad few weeks for me. Nothing major to report, really. Had a couple of health issues and what have you, but you know, I'm fighting fit now and over those, which is good. But yeah, apart from that, website's going along, ticking along quite nicely. Family's good. My son is a year old at the end of this month, which is just crazy.
Oh, that's gone.
Jeez. Oh, it has. It's gone super crazily fast. But yeah, that's pretty much where I've been at. I don't really know what more to add to it. Really, it's kind of just been one of those bits of time.
I guess you haven't squeezed any games in during that time.
Do you know Modern Warfare? Modern Warfare has been the one that I've been putting more time into than anything.
Should actually pick that up, I reckon.
Well, you did have it though, didn't you?
I did have it. I asked for price difference because it went down. They refunded me, and then I never went and bought it.
Oh, there you go.
That's just me being dull.
Well, I didn't want to say.
Yeah.
But I actually had a little dive into Subnautica very briefly.
Nice.
Downloaded it up and then didn't have a clue really what to do.
That sounds about right.
it was one of those really. I mean, I'm sure it's great. It looked pretty, don't get me wrong, it looked absolutely brilliant. But I didn't have a clue.
I mean, sometimes games are kind of fun if you don't know. But
yeah, I kind of just kept
like get a bit bored. I don't know.
That was it. I was kind of just kept on diving into the water and going down and trying to find stuff, and then I got killed by a fish and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing, so I just switched it on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but apart from that, you know, how about yourself, gaming-wise?
Do you know what? It was nearly 2 weeks on Thursday just past, I hadn't even touched a computer game, not once.
Did you not even download anything to your phone just to like get that little fix?
I didn't download any mobile games. I don't know any to play, to be honest.
All you have to do is go on the App Store, Stu.
It's a bathroom just full of those microtransaction kind of naughty games on there. That's what it seems to be filled with these days. But
yeah,
you know, I was just I don't want to do that. But yeah, I played Raft.
Okay.
Played Raft. That was really fun. Really, really good fun that was. So yeah, that's the only game I've played since we last spoke. Which was different from Red Dead Redemption, at least. So at least that's kind of something.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the thing, isn't it? You know, I've got Raft on my Steam account.
Yes, Carl and me have been using your version.
Oh, it's not my version. It's our version.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
You know. So, but we'll see. But yeah, so it's been a good couple of a good bit of time. But let's move on swiftly on to. News.
Go on.
No, I was just going to say we have been supplied with the audio for those little snippets, but I need to go through and basically add them to the stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be good. Anyway, news. Yep. I'm going to go with the first one. This is a game that I have not played. Apparently, it's probably, I think it's on like the top 1-2 best games on the PlayStation 4, and that's The Last of Us TV series.
Yeah, The Last of Us is an amazing game. I will, I can allow you to play it when you come up.
Ooh, wow.
I've got it installed still.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a brilliant game. It's really good fun. And yeah, HBO have picked it up to make a TV series. So obviously, as you would expect with the internet, they're now going around trying to determine who should play which character and things like that. And it's like,
see,
you know,
quite a few combinations. And I don't know the story. Yep. I'm only going by images I see of the computer game. And some of them look quite spot on, I feel. Yep. Some of the ones, whether or not they go with it or not. But it is HBO. So I only know of quality shows for them. It's only good stuff for them. Well, so,
apart from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is good. I mean, we've got Kirby Enthusiasm, which is amazing.
No, that's
I watch
it
much
true.
TV, I think.
It is true. They've only just announced that they're actually doing it. So, you're looking at a good, if they do a run of, 12 or so, you're looking at a good 12 months of pre-production before you see anything, aren't you?
So yeah, I'm saying about 2022 maybe might see it.
Yeah,
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, 2021 maybe, depending on how fast they can get everything moving.
Yep. Is HBO, so I'm quite interested to see a zombie show with HBO.
Yeah. Back up.
Go on.
They're not zombies on The Last of Us.
Well, they're not, are they?
No, they are not zombies. They're infected. Basically, they're infected with a fungus. They're not dead and reanimated.
Right, so they're like possessed humans.
Yeah, to a degree. So, obviously, because I know the big fan base for The Last of Us out there, they will be like, well, you know, they're not actually zombies. They're infected. I'm pretty sure that's what the case may be. The case is on there, so but yeah, just to clarify that.
You see, I've not played it, so I just assumed that was a bad assumption.
That's it. Let's have a look. Let's whilst we're here, let's just, are the people in The Last of Us zombies? Body snatchers type thing. Apparently. Hmm.
All right.
So, yeah, the infected is what they're called. They're humans who have been infected and subsequently mutated into horrific new forms by the cordyceps brain infection.
Ooh, okay.
There you go. Hot off the press. I mean, granted, that was Wikipedia, but when has Wikipedia ever let you down?
To be fair, it's pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'd give Wikipedia an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It would get a gold award.
Yeah, we're getting a golden one.
But yeah, so that's
yeah, that's coming out.
That's coming out. That's good. I'm quite excited to see that. To be fair,
I mean, I'll watch it. That's for sure. I'm sure it'll be good. I should play the game, perhaps. I might not need to. I don't know.
Well, but I don't think you'll
probably
need to watch the TV program.
Yeah, but I should play the game just regardless. Anyway, I think.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if they made it to EVE and went down a separate storyline, because there's obviously a lot of there's a lot of scope for artistic license when it comes to the TV show and the game and stuff like that, because obviously that The Last of Us, that only happened in a certain area, whereas obviously this infection was going on in way more areas. So there might not even be Joel and Ellie characters in there. That, I mean, they probably will do, because I think it would be silly to do a TV series based on a video game without including any of the main sort of characters. But I think they might go down a different kind of route, maybe.
I mean, they've got a potential universe there that they could have, couldn't they, if it's successful enough, which is kind of cool. Next news, slightly different kind of news. Do you ever remember the famous duct tape gaming picture where it was
is that the one at the
Counter-Strike LAN?
Yeah, they're at a LAN party and there was like two people
and
down
the only
at the
spaces and they just duct taped to the ceiling. Absolutely, it is probably one of the most legendary pictures out there for gaming.
Yeah,
they're making a documentary about it. How about that?
Really?
Yeah, a documentary about it.
A documentary, right.
It's actually going to be narrated by Mark Hamill.
I know. How cool mad is that?
Like, that is so cool. Yeah, like, I can't believe they're making a documentary. It doesn't say which channel. It might just be out there probably for people to watch. But yeah, they're going to make a documentary. I'm actually really interested because, like, that is like, I always used to see that picture. It's like, oh, I wish I had so many friends to play LAN party.
I just wish I had friends, you know.
Well,
you can't really duct tape yourself to the ceiling, can you?
You can, and if somebody walks in, you're like, what? What happened here?
Yeah, could you imagine? You're like hanging from the ceiling, and like your parents come in, and you're like, up.
Yeah, they're like, what's happened?
Yeah, why are you hanging from the ceiling? Because I can.
Because you can, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's coming out later this year.
Excellent.
Cool. That should be fun.
Might have to do a watch party on Facebook for that when it comes out.
Oh, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? Oh, we actually can't. Hey. That's a good idea. I'm up for that.
Yeah. Was only joking, but now I kind of feel like we have to.
That sounds like a good idea, that is. Everybody reacting to it. That'd be kind of cool.
Feel like I have to stick with it now and go with it.
Yeah, that's it now. You said it. Set.
Dumb. Like anything said on the internet is blatantly true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The other last bit of news is, I'm sure you've seen it, Nintendo PlayStation. The one that ever existed.
Just sold, isn't it?
Just sold $360,000.
Wow.
But it is a one-of-a-kind mine. It is only one that ever exists.
I don't know. I reckon I could make one.
To be fair, it doesn't look too dissimilar to a SNES, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to make a Play Switch.
Oh. Did you do that? Top of the place, PS4?
Just come up with a name there.
All right. You haven't thought about anything further than the name then?
No, pretty much not, no. No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's an insane amount of money though, isn't it?
I was just trying to see if that is the most expensive game. It doesn't really say in the article if it is the most expensive, so probably not. But it must be up there.
It's madness. Madness.
That's somebody with a lot of money don't know what to do with.
Well, yeah, that's it. Profit Roll is in the Twitch chat. How you doing, buddy?
Oh,
welcome
there
in.
He is.
Just covering the news at the moment. So yeah, it's been a relatively interesting week of news. But then obviously outside of that gaming news, you've obviously got the coronavirus and how much havoc that is causing on the gaming industry.
Yeah, I honestly didn't realize until you said about it what sort of havoc it was having, to be honest.
Yeah, do you know, it's mad, really, the amount of the amount of events that it's caused problems for. I'm just trying to find a website to get a list of all of the things that have been cancelled. So I know GDC has just been cancelled.
Oh, really?
Which is mad. The NVIDIA GPU Tech Conference is now an online-only event.
Okay.
The Bologna Children's Book Fair has been rescheduled. Google Cloud Next has been turned to an online event. Loads of events have been delayed, or either postponed or cancelled or stuff like that. Bear me a sec. GDC, is officially been cancelled. Straight out cancelled, yeah. One of those, you can't really make a gaming thing like that is into an online-only event.
No, it's too many variables in that one. Too many.
They are hoping to host another event later in the summer. So we'll see. Mobile World Congress has been cancelled. The Geneva Motor Show, that's another one that's been cancelled. The Facebook's F8 developer event, that's been cancelled. You know, it's just mad how much of an impact this whole thing has had. And obviously now there are people spreading rumours and stuff that the new consoles will be delayed due to shipping and delivery and stuff like that. Yeah. And obviously on the other side of it as well, is if you pre-order games and stuff, you know, if countries go into lockdown, like I know Italy have just done.
Yeah, they've gone, yeah.
You know, but obviously they're the worst affected in Europe. They're obviously trying to stem the spread.
We just had a second case confirmed in Wales, actually, in Cardiff, who just returned from Italy, actually.
Yeah, but you would hope to think that person would
apparently
self-isolate.
They literally self-isolated, and the only other two cases are his family members who he came home to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they've literally self-isolated. And I believe the NHS has done, like, give him a load of, like, stuff to sort out. Like, they've actually done it pretty sharp as far as I can see online.
Yeah.
And that's from the BBC that was. So I believe they've done a good job as far as I can see, which is good.
That's it. I mean, obviously, I know that the UK are... They're ready for it to move to the more severe level of whatever the spread is. Or is it something like the containment? There's three different levels that they say there is, and you know they're looking at it and what have you. Like live in the chat, evening, how you doing, buddy? Welcome in. We're just talking about the coronavirus and the effect that it's been having on the gaming industry at the moment. Just mentioned that some events have been cancelled and. Now just a little bit of general chat really about it, but obviously it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think that's accepted, and gaming events are very, very high traffic and high traffic
places.
It's
just a lot of people. It's just like any event is a lot of people in a small-ish space, I guess, compared to where the people are. So that's good show, actually. Like James Bond film got delayed as well.
Just put the films as well. That's it. I mean, obviously, that makes sense because, you know, people are... You know, I would go and see the film. I'm not bothered. I think that you have to be careful what you're doing on a personal level, but if you look after yourself personally, I think that, you know, if you're responsible for your own actions, I think you'll be fine. It does suck that James Bond has been delayed, but better to have it delayed than, you know, not get the recognition and the numbers that it should get.
Yeah.
Well, it's like on Saturday, isn't it? You know, Stu is coming up to the north and we're going to the arcade club. And we all know that the typical, let's see if I can word this in the right way, that the stereotypical view of gamers is that they aren't very clean. You know, obviously times have changed and things like that, but I will be walking around with a nice pot of hand sanitizer in my pocket.
That's if we can buy some.
Oh, I've got some. I've got some.
Oh, good.
Right here.
My dad and my brother works in Asda, and he was working security yesterday, and he said there was no hand sanitizer left, and all the toilet paper had gone. Everything. Madness. Hey, there he is.
Yep. Hand sanitizer. Because I think you've got to be responsible for yourself, haven't you? You know, I'm not expecting to contract it, but at the same time, I want to keep myself clean and everything like that. The whole loo roll panic buying thing.
I don't understand.
Is
that
making me
no idea.
Well, the coronavirus doesn't give you the shits.
No, exactly. That was the newer virus. I had that. And that was awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand the loo roll thing. That must be like a social media thing gone wrong or something. I don't know. I can't really explain it, to be honest.
I just think people are panicking for no apparent reason. Because even if you do self-isolate, the NHS and the supermarkets have already turned around and said, we will get you the supplies that you need.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be without toilet roll. But, you know, all these people that are panic buying and buying up all the toilet rolls, then the thing is that they're now giving people that have got gastroenteritis and things like that, they're making it more difficult for people that do need that kind of stuff. Like I said, our workplace bought in the alcohol sanitizer, not just small bottles. They bought multiple 15 liter drums. That's what you need.
50 liters.
Prophet has asked, so when it comes to the podcast on Spotify, are they all just logged there or can you listen live? They're all logged there after. Twitch is the only place where you can listen live, but they usually are on Spotify within a couple of days.
Yeah, it depends how quick they are, but it's usually pretty quick once we get
it. To be fair, it depends how quick I am at exporting it and getting the audio onto the website for Stu to do the rest of his bits and pieces. which, in fairness, should be tomorrow at the latest.
It should be.
Each area of the workshop shop floor have their own. It's shit, though. They've cheaped out on it. I just use my own. I've actually just got my boss to order up a whole bunch of the hand foam sanitizer that we use.
Nice.
I've actually just noticed my hand sanitizer has expired.
Oh.
Who knew that it would expire? I mean, surely it still would work, wouldn't it? I mean, my hands haven't fallen off yet.
Has it got alcohol in it?
Well, yeah, alcohol-free this one is. But it kills 99.99% of common germs, viruses, and harmful bacteria, including influenza, swine flu, MRSA, rotavirus, and E. coli.
It's expired, so maybe one of them doesn't work.
Yeah, probably the one that you need.
Yeah.
Excellent. So nice knowing you all, because I'm actually on the high risk. It only kills 69% now. I'll change it out. I know it has to be. Our boss is getting us the alcohol stuff in.
Yeah, isn't it minimum 60%, or is that my imagination for alcohol sanitizer?
I have no idea.
Again, this could be a rumor spread by social media, probably.
Yeah. No.
I just use good old-fashioned soap and water.
Well, this is it. That's what they're recommending, isn't it? You know, as long as you wash your hands for two rounds of happy birthday.
Yeah, where did that one come from? That's another one I've been hearing as well. Like, what? Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I hope you've been washing your hands going, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
I've been doing the one that hasn't got a copyright law. So it's just like, happy birthday. Done.
All right. Yeah. Happy birthday to me. So at the end of the day, keep yourself clean and all that, and like I say, especially if you go into a big event, you've got a responsibility, you know, and especially for us asthmatics out there, you know, we're on the high risk list.
Yep.
You know, cheery birth time to you.
That's a puppet.
Right there, it's a cheery birth time to you. But yeah, I don't think there's much else news apart from what we've covered already, to be fair. Made me laugh, though, hearing about the three Moroccan truckers who were arrested, not for smuggling drugs, smuggling face masks because it was more profitable. That's amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing. For those of you that follow my personal Instagram, you would have seen me wearing my face mask whilst out on site. Obviously, it was in jest. I wasn't wearing a face mask. I just saw it in the back of my van and thought, you know what? This will make a funny picture. And I was right. But yeah.
It's all about those Instagram likes.
This is it. It is all about those likes. But moving swiftly on, let's now head on to the reviews section of the podcast. This is where we just give you a brief update on what has been going on the site, really. What's been going on this last week, Stu, because you've been back in action this week.
I have been basically back in action. I tell you what went live
this week, actually, before you start. This week has been a Switch fest.
Yeah, it has. Lots of Switch games, which is good. But actually, this was actually for the PS4. 2 Point Hospital on the PS4.
Yeah, our console review came out.
Yeah, I've been playing on the PC, and it's very... It just reminds me of playing Theme Hospital, but quite up to date, but it's not gone too far away from our system. It's just really polished, updated version of Theme Hospital, and is really good.
That's really good.
I'm going to tell you the score, but it's
gold.
It did. Oh, you got to tell me.
I got it open.
It got a gold. It got a gold. Which more than deserving, to be honest.
Yep.
I'm always so curious how these games work on the console. Do you use that touchpad on the PS4 for this?
I don't know. I haven't played this on the PS4. Usually they're left stick and right stick. Kind of jobby. You know, right stick moves around the screen, left stick uses
long to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels like
They are much easier on a PC with a mouse.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. But they do try and change like the user interface.
Ah, okay, that would make
it a bit easier. Yeah,
that would make sense.
So what else have we had? We've had a couple of Sega Ages reviews go live. Yeah, Puyo 2 and Sonic the Hedgehog 2, as well as Samurai Showdown.
Yes, that looked kind of cool. We had a nice gold. And the other one as well looked kind of good. Bloodroots, yes. Mm. That looked really good. I just saw that on, I want to say it was the Epic Store.
Yes.
Recently, and to the point where I might want to pick it up. Because it's very reminiscent. I don't know if it's the same guys who have done Guacamelee.
It looks very much like
That style, and I really loved that game. That was really good. No, really like that.
Guacamelee, man. Wanna play Guacamelee?
It was awesome because like Mexican wrestling.
Beats El Luchador.
Yeah, it was really good. That was Bloodroots, and then we got another one.
We won't talk about this one too much. Fishing Barren Sea. Which got a broken award because Dan had tried it a few times and just couldn't get it to work properly. Basically, I think you kept on getting to a certain point and it would just reset. The only way to get past or to progress was to reset your game.
Oh, wow. That is quite broken, isn't it?
It's a little bit broken, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that in a game, do you?
No, that's it. This week coming up, I'm just trying to have a look to see what we've got. We've got a few games coming up, to be fair. We should have a nice game on the PS4 called Separation coming up this week. The embargo was this week, so that's all clear to go. We do have a coverage embargo for a game coming up that Phil is doing the work on. So that will reach embargo. I don't really want to say the name of the game, just in case. But if you were intrigued, I'm sure if you Googled Marvelous Games game on Friday the 13th, you'll find the information. So that should be coming out this week as well. Double Dragon Retro Brawler game bundle should come out this week as well. And then we've obviously got a few games ready for review already. Under Night in Birth EXE late open brackets CL hyphen R close brackets. I don't really know what that game is about, if I'm completely honest, but Craig was keen.
Yep.
We still have got our Rugby 20 review as well that I've been holding back for this after this weekend. But obviously with the coronavirus affecting the rugby matches,
yeah,
going on.
Sport events as well, isn't
it? Madness. Bug Academy, that one needs to go this week. That one's kind of been one that's been held back just purely because there's been other stuff going on. And my review for the Sadie's Axe gaming mouse that I'm currently using should go live this week as well.
Using that right now, are you?
I am using it right now. It has taken over from my Razer Naga Trinity as my main mouse to use.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that review, Red.
That gives you an idea of, you know, what this mouse has done. It's, yeah, it's very good. It's very good. I'm enjoying it. It's not, you know, it's on the budget end of things.
Yeah. Which is not a necessarily bad thing.
No, that is exactly it. But yeah, pretty good. I'm trying to think of what, I mean, some of the features, you've got an extra 5 buttons on there.
2, 3 on the side.
You've got, well, do you know what? You've actually got more buttons than that. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the side, but then you've got 2 extra ones that are usually like back and forward on the web browser.
Right, okay.
You ever seen those kind of ones? And yeah, you've got a DPI switch where you can change the DPI of the mouse on the fly. You've got a removable weight on the bottom.
I do like a nice weighted mouse.
Yeah. And it's very comfortable. It's got this nice kind of groove for your ring finger to sit in.
Okay. Alright.
So, which is very nice. In fact, you know what, I think my Naga had the same kind of thing, but it wasn't
what sort of style do you hold the mouse at?
I'm a standard mouse holder.
I
hold it normally. I'm not one of these weird
claw. That is the claw. I can't do the claw. I am the fingertip holder. So I only hold it with my thumb and my little finger, and I move it like that. I'm like that, yeah. That's old school, that is, with a ball, when you used to have a ball.
No, that isn't old school. Old school, old holding school, a mouse. Old school holding a mouse is holding a mouse normal.
No.
Yes,
you want
normal.
To be light and smooth.
And it is smooth.
Oh, there you go.
You know? I mean, in fairness, the way I hold the mouse, I could quite easily like let go of those 3 fingers.
There you go, nice little breeze.
Yeah, blow on the thing.
It looks like a face hugger.
It does, doesn't it? But yeah, it's a good mouse, and I think it's like £30 on Amazon.
That's actually pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. I hold the right 2 fingers curled down the side almost. I'm the same with the fingertips, thumb, and little finger hold. That's nice. Just holding a mouse normal.
This is a fingertip, thumb, and the little finger. Yeah, and that's it. That's called
different
the fingertip
types of. Mouse grip.
You got the awful claw, which just seems to be also console gamers come from the control pads. And they go on the mouse. That's weird.
Oh,
I don't
that
understand.
Is horrendous. Oh no. I'm gonna get the picture up for people to have a look at. Because quite frankly, this kind of
have you found like a nice chart?
I have. This kind of crap needs to be seen. I find it a lot easier for shooters. Add a new source, image 1, I don't care what it is. Browse. On the fly, I've forgotten what the name of the picture was now. What's the date today?
8th.
Gotta be that one. When I go up the wrong image and it's something dodgy. There you go, people.
You're a palm grip, then.
See, I'm
you're
not, though. Grip. Because my entire hand doesn't rest on.
Okay,
but my hand
you're
doesn't.
You're the fingertip, then.
But my hand doesn't hover in the air. I might send a picture of your grip. Please don't, Prophet. I mean, the claw, I don't know how people can claw, play with the claw.
And I only know, I know a few people use a claw, and they came from, like, competitive console games, so with a control pad with your hands. And I only those, I've only a few guys I know, and they all use a claw. And I have no idea how they use the claw. It just seems uncomfortable.
The fingertip grip just looks like you're just caressing it. Gently.
That's literally, that's all you gotta do is gotta caress it gently.
You gotta get your hand in there.
You know? Oh, you got this little touch, slight little movement.
Do you talk to your mouse as well?
I do. I'm like, hey, baby.
Yeah, you come out. You start playing. You're like, hey, baby.
You gonna go smooth gonna, for me today?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the fingertip grip.
All about the fingertip.
Honestly, that claw grip though looks terrible.
It's awful. Yeah, one of the boys at work use it. I look at his hand, I'm like, nah, that's just not right.
I'm going to go to a LAN event with a long ruler. And then if I see people using the claw grip, I'm just going to smack their hands hard. I think it depends what you play. I use claw and a really high DPI for Twitch aiming.
Okay. See, I don't Twitch aim. I hate Twitch aiming. I'm not a fan of it. I'm always a low DPI drag.
Yeah, so I'm a medium kind of. I can use my like snapping and stuff like that, but generally I don't have a lot of movement in my mouse.
Yeah, I'm moving my arm at points.
Go like that.
I'm like nee, 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 nee.
Your character's just gone like
pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Prophet Roll keeps his ring and pinky down the side, gives them a pullback, and keeps them from twitching.
Nice.
Yeah, it depends to be depends on the game or weapon, right? Whether I snap or drag. Like I said, I used to be able to do both, but really got into Twitch Flick from playing Hunt, where you compensate for weapon sway.
Ah, all right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you'd think playing like Modern Warfare, I'd be like a Twitch shooter.
Yeah, I could. I just can't do Twitch. I'm not a fan.
I end up missing.
Yeah,
I'd rather aim where I think people are going to be.
Yeah,
I preempt their location.
That's a good thing.
This has been a bit of an aside, hasn't it?
I know. Yeah, we've gone a side quest.
I actually don't realize. Oh.
Oh, see what I did
there? Side quest. I like it. I like it. I like it. New feature coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. If only one of us can be there for the podcast, it's a side quest.
Side quest. Maybe one's coming soon. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, obviously, you know, maybe not. No, none of us are ill.
Yeah. But if it happens, it's a side quest.
That's it. But yeah, so I think we should move on to the main feature.
The main event.
That's it. The main feature today, as you may have spotted, we're talking about DLC. I put a Twitter question out the other day, basically asking people to tell us what you think we should talk about, suggestions for. You know, suggestions for what we should talk about on the podcast. So I'm scrolling back through to see what was there. So we got Valorant Alpha Opinions would be a good one. I haven't played the game. I don't know anything about that game.
I only know a little bit about it. It's a new game from Riot, who does League of Legends.
Yeah.
As essentially a hybrid between CS, Counter-Strike, I should say, and Overwatch.
Okay.
And it's just gone into alpha, I believe.
Fair enough.
I've signed up for it. See if we get it. I don't know. It looks interesting.
Yep.
But hey, until you play, you don't know. But it does look kind of cool. Mm. And it's free. It's going to be free to play as well.
There we go. Job done.
There you go.
Another one was game preservation. So I went back and was like, as in putting them in a museum with one of them emojis.
Yeah. Game preservation. Yeah. Like the... Isn't it America just like a vault thing where they put films in that are like, quote unquote, if the world disappeared, these artifacts and stuff would be safe in a vault?
Right. I don't know.
Have you ever seen that?
That's like Fallout, isn't it? Like real life Fallout.
Yeah, real life Fallout. I know, like, Star Wars is in there, for example.
Oh, it should be.
In the Fallout. Like, yeah, so it should be. So if, like, Earth needed rebooted, well, at least you got Star Wars to crack
well, exactly. I mean, everybody yeah. wants Star Wars.
Exactly. But yeah, like, I guess it's kind of like that. So preserving games.
Hmm. But the one that we're going to talk about is good DLC practices versus bad ones.
Yes.
So, DLC has come a long way.
Yes.
It has been an absolute bag of shite, let's be honest.
Recently. Yeah. There's a lot of companies who take the Mickey Mouse out of it.
Yeah,
so.
EA for one.
Yeah.
DLC is a bit of a difficult one because...
Excuse me.
Been a long day.
Yes.
Because there are so many good examples of DLC, mm-hmm. but there are also so many bad examples of DLC. And obviously it all is subjective as well. So what I think is a bad example of DLC, somebody might think that it's a good example of DLC. I don't know. But one series of DLC that sticks in my mind is Battlefront 2's DLC,
yeah.
where basically it was
hours.
There was a big uproar with it, and the fact that, you know, you could get stuff as DLC, but then they brought it around. You know, they brought it around.
Yeah, I mean, only because of a huge, and I mean huge backlash from Reddit and social media. Like, it got, it isn't it like the most downvoted post of all time on Reddit?
Yeah.
Or something mad like that.
Yeah.
I mean, without that, would they have done it? I don't know.
This is it. But I don't
and know. That was definitely was a pay to win scheme that was as well.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
Which is quite really naughty. Like in my mind, like, I'm talking back in the day, a DLC is the new form of an expansion pack,
yeah.
kind of thing. I remember playing like a lot of games. I don't know if you had it much on consoles. I guess it's a bit harder to do without installing. I'm talking like PlayStation 1 days, but like on PC, like Sims was the first one I can remember, big one. How many of the expansion packs the first Sims had is...
Well, yeah, that's it. And they were always releasing them, weren't they?
Always releasing, but there was always quite a lot of content with it. It brought a whole, almost, not quite a whole new game, but a
yeah.
good chunk.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that's, DLC is literally what that is now become, should be in theory.
Yeah.
Literally just an addition to your game that expands it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of companies just really just not done that.
No.
Should we say?
Right, Prophet in the chat said, I feel DLC, at least the ones I've loved, doesn't just add a new aspect or item but gives more of the game. For example, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep from Borderlands 2, it's everything in the base game but more of it. Yeah, I think Gearbox had a great, that is a great example of good yeah. DLC, where it actually allowed you to have a good few hours worth of gameplay. And I think yeah. when it comes to that kind of thing, that is more of an expansion pack.
That's literally, yeah, that's that is a perfect example of what, when I think of DLC, I think of an old school expansion pack. That what Prophet said there sums up, that is what you expect in yeah. my mind from a DLC. And I know the Project Red guys who does the Witcher series, their DLCs are essentially holy games.
Yeah,
you know, like, they're massive expansions, which is only a fraction to the actual game is.
Yeah.
So like that is again classic examples of good DLC, brilliant yep. DLC. But
yeah, a bad example is Battlefield 4. Did you see that they released the ultimate shortcut bundle for it? So essentially, obviously,
no,
Battlefield.
Hang on, what?
So obviously, Battlefield you can play as different. What are they called? Different
classes. And, stuff,
and they released yeah. A bundle which effectively allowed you to unlock all of the weapons and stuff like that right towards the end. You could pay like a fiver or something like that, and it would I think it was like $8.99, and it would unlock all of the weapons and the attachments on that class tree. Our Waggy is in the chat. How are you, buddy? You've joined us recording TC Talks The Return. So basically what they did is they then released a ultimate shortcut bundle, which effectively it allowed you to unlock all of the weapons for all of the classes.
That's not good at all. I'm a fan of the Battlefield series.
Yep.
And I always like progressing. You get your ranks. Oh, I've unlocked a different type of gun. Some noob go in level one. Oh, I can have all the guns to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you feel like playing anymore? Like,
well, that's it.
I didn't realize they did that. That's bad.
It's really bad. I do apologize for the constant yawning as well. It's been a long weekend over here. Mortal Kombat, Easy Fatalities. Have you seen that one? Basically, it was a DLC pack where you could buy them in like 5 goes or 30 goes. And basically it would give you shortcuts for the hyper violent ending moves. So rather than having to put in like 10 different inputs and stuff like that, you could literally just press a certain thing.
It's like a cheat code for a cheat code you buy.
Basically, effectively. I'm just looking through different examples on stuff like that.
There's a bit of a grey area, and this is because I like the game, and that's Rocket League. Now, they know DLCs as such, but right. I felt they're little packs. I don't even know what you would call them. I guess they are DLCs, but like you got like the Ghostbusters one, the Back to the Future one, the Batman one.
The cars and stuff like that.
Cars I'm on about, yeah. You get those like brand new cars, and they're only like a quid something.
Yeah.
Which... I like playing a game, and I didn't mind paying that.
Yeah, I think the difficulty is that you don't get any advantage from buying one of those different cars.
Just a different cosmetic.
Yeah, it just looks different. It looks cool. I mean, you know, how cool is it driving around in Ecto 1?
So what's up? It was awesome, you know? And I think that's what Epic have done with Fortnite. It's all cosmetic. Yeah. So there's no like pay to win what EA did, which is just not good at all. I mean, I know cosmetic stuff is always grey area, but then at the end of the day, it doesn't affect anybody else except for how you want to look, which is fine. You know?
Yeah. Prophet has just said in chat, I may have misremembered, but I thought I heard one game that had a pay service for a professional to beat a boss or grind levels for you. Yeah, there was, but I think that was more of like something on Fiverr. That kind of place where you could pay for somebody to...
In World of Warcraft, there were some iffy websites that you could give somebody your account to grind a level 60 for you. But you talk to some random on the internet that's doing service. I wouldn't do that. I mean, why would you want to do that? Like, the whole idea to get to 60 so you could play the game. But yeah, there are games like that that I'm sure you Google it. Most games are. But yeah, people pay it.
Well, they will. That's the ridiculous thing, is that people will pay it because they put such a major emphasis on being the best.
Yes. More than just playing the game. Yeah. Pretty bad, really.
That's
What's the point? You know?
That's it. That is exactly it. But, yeah, DLC is a difficult one because, like you were saying about The Sims DLC... I think I saw someone somewhere basically said, that's great that you've given us a free, like it was free on PlayStation Plus last month.
Right, okay.
And people were like, yeah, it's great that that you've given this game to us for free. But if we want to buy the entire kind of, what's it called?
All the extra stuff.
All the extras. Like... It's like thousands of pounds or something, you know, something really? Stupid.
So you've got even more into microtransaction kind of area.
I mean, that's a completely different microtransactions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just madness, isn't it, really?
I think it's what people would pay it. And I think that's what we got to think about. The reason why half of these things exist because people are actually spending money. I heard something weird. I think it was the last Call of Duty. It's something like Activision only needed 2% of the people playing it to drop all the money for different various things. And yeah, for that then be satisfied, just 2%. And that's 2% of COD players. There's a lot of COD players. You know? And it's like, and it's easily more than 2% dropping money on that game. Extra stuff. Easily. Yeah.
It's nuts. It really is.
It's kind of thing, like most people don't want it, but then most people seem to be buying these things, so why would they stop if they're getting money off you? It hurts my head sometimes thinking about it.
To be fair, you're best not thinking about it.
Yeah, it's just easier not to, I think.
Yeah.
You should only really look at whatever game you're playing, and like City Skylines come out with different packs. If you're playing that, for example, just buy those bits, you know, don't worry about anybody else. just play the games you like. It's kind of an investment, I see that. If you put in loads of hours into it, same as like, does Season Pass count as DLC? I guess it can.
Well, they're DLC packs, but they're Season Pass. You're almost buying them in advance.
Yeah, and like sometimes games, I know like Modern Warfare, I'm sure you probably may have picked one up for that. Did you pick that one up?
Actually, Modern Warfare, all of the DLC is free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no season pass or anything like that. It's all free. It's timed exclusive for certain stuff on the PlayStation, I believe. But yeah, everybody gets everything. So there's no different levels of stuff.
Really good. To be frustrated back in the old days of battle, where you go and find a server. Oh, yeah, there's players. Oh, no, I don't have that experience.
Do you know what the worst bit was? Is if you were playing in a party of, like, say, four people, and one of those people didn't have the DLC, none of you could play it. So because one of my mates were cheap, he was a cheap-ass broke bitch, we never got to play any of the DLCs.
Yeah, that was always a classic chess. That was one of us ain't going to have it. And you ain't go to. I know Gears, I want to say 4.
Never had them.
No, I never played except for when Gears 4 came out. And I only played online, so I never played the story. There was like maps for online, and as long as one of the people in your party owned it, everybody could still use it.
Yeah, there was a few games that were quite like that. It was more to do with the host of your party.
Yeah, it was a host, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, than anything else. Which, to be fair, I was surprised they didn't do that kind of thing on Call of Duty, because at the end of the day, it's not like all of the maps are all in there already. DLC packs were kind of just a bit of an unlock.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I always used to buy all of the DLC anyway.
Well, if you play a game most of the time on there, well, why not buy the extra, like, bits?
Yes, absolutely.
With the first Division, I played it so much. I didn't mind putting the extra, like, first season pass to get the extra DLC.
Yeah.
You know, I put enough hours in it, like, that's fine, you know, because you play that game. You're expanding life to that game, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
Expansion packs it off a WoW. And it's still going.
That's it. Profit is reserved. Have you heard about the new DLC for The Division 2? It gives zero warning. You can't turn back before you beat it and reach level 40. You can't join friends not in it while doing it.
I heard something naughty they've done with this DLC, including, you can actually face people in the PvP zones who've got the DLC, who've got like better weapons, and people complain because they're just dying straight away.
Right.
They don't own the DLC, so you've not got much of a segregation with that.
Yeah, that's a bit silly.
Yeah, there's no like weight limit, and yeah, I did see what Prophet said there. I did see that. That's a bit naughty, really. It's basically
kind of
by DLC.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It is a bit naughty, though, isn't it?
It is naughty. See, that's
disgraceful. Ubisoft.
Yeah, like, to be honest, Ubisoft are good. And then
somebody
came up with one of these blunders. But they
give them
and they go, sorry, we were wrong. we'll fix it.
Yeah, it's almost like they just chance their arm to see if they can get away with it, and they're like, oh, we got caught.
Just like the Ghost Recon stuff.
Yeah.
That landed so badly, they went, whoops, we'll go sort that out then.
Yeah. So they're releasing immersion mode soon as well. Have you heard of that one?
I've not seen that one.
Yeah, so effectively what it's supposed to be is it's supposed to just allow you to be more immersed in the game, so like less heads up display, you can kill people easier and that kind of thing. But that's their sort of saving grace for having a rubbish launch.
Right, okay.
And you're just kind of like, yeah, it's not gonna work. I can't people see it coming back. In fairness, was it the Terminator DLC that they just recently did?
I want to say yes. It was Ghost Recon and Terminator, wasn't it?
I think so. I kind of wanted to play that and kind of wished that I did.
It's Terminator. See?
Yeah. Yeah. Just to like hear the jing 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 jing. It would have just been like brilliant.
John Connor.
John Connor. I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
But yeah, you Ubisoft just seem to, like you said, basically just do something. If it doesn't work, they go, oh, sorry.
Yeah. But you know what? I like that about them.
Just fine. You know? I'm about okay with that.
Yeah. just give it a go.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
You never know, one day it'll work. They're like, haha, see, told you.
No, what's he done?
He's clipped something.
Yes, I can't listen to it because I've got my audio set up wrong. It's probably me going, I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Have a quick. Is my internet going to work? Is it going to buffer?
Yeah, you're just all of a sudden, you're offline, kind of thing.
It is a Terminator clip. You have to watch that later.
Yeah, when I change my audio, I'll have a watch.
Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. DLC, I think, is you're either going to enjoy it or not. I'm not a fan of how Rocket League got rid of the crates and the keys and things like that, and have gone to blueprints now.
Yeah, that's because it got bought out by Epic, isn't it? And they put in their Fortnite stamp all over it.
Yeah. And I actually haven't played Rocket League since then. And I used to play Rocket League a lot.
I haven't either, to be fair. And that's not by choice. It's because Yeah, it's just one of those things.
No, I haven't played it just because. Yeah, because it's I don't agree with its practices now.
What I really wanted to do all the Fortnite done is where your account, regardless what platform you're on, it's the same.
That's they have, haven't they? The Rocket ID.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, if I go Steam, I can't put my, it's not the same account on Switch.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, you can play against people, so more cross-play, but they aren't quite, it is coming, though, which is good. And then when I'm going to buy for the Switch.
I thought that was the whole point, was that it was,
it's like, phase one, I think it is.
Right.
And it is coming. So that's like, when it does, I'm going to link my Steam account up and I got all my cards ready to go, you know?
Well, that's it.
And I'll still come in and beat your ass.
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm awful at Rocket League. But I'm just amazing. Like, I suck. I suck so bad.
I'm actually amazing.
So I'm going to be on your team, so you're going to have to, like, you know,
carry you.
Basically, yeah.
Right. I'm sure I can do that. I'm good enough. To be fair, I'm not the best one out of my team of mates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that says something. Cause, all I remember the last time I played Rocket League properly was when I did the first ever kind of charity stream for this.
Right, okay.
Because I did a Bean Boozled charity stream type thing. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do vaguely. Actually, you know.
And I was playing Rocket League and people were just donating stuff left, right and centre. And yeah, I was in a bad way. I was really in a bad way. So, yeah, that was kind of my worst time remembering Rocket League. But, you know.
He'll come back.
What are you going to do? But, yeah, I think, you know what? I think we're pretty much there. 1 hour and 2 minutes in. I think we've covered DLC. I think we've spoken about our thoughts on what we think about DLC. So unless there is anything else that we love to punish, that's right, that is true. So unless there is anything else that, you know, you want to cover. Shall we just quickly talk about the new Batmobile?
I actually like it.
I don't like it as a Batmobile.
Oh, I did say it was a good Batmobile. I don't know, it's just something like, I kind of like it, but I don't know why I like it. But it's not really a Batmobile.
No, it's something more out of Mad Max than it is out of
Max. Kind of like maybe the Walking Dead could rock up with one, like, yeah. Perfect bikes on it.
Yeah, maybe. Profits there at the bottom. What about re-releases? Maybe we can cover that in another TC Talks. Re-releases, remakes, remasters. We could call it the re-re episode.
The re-re episode. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know.
But yeah, Batmobile. I would say it would even look good in a Carmageddon film.
Oh yeah, that straight off of the.
But it is, yeah, you are right. I think the more apt one is Mad Max, isn't it? It is, yeah. Like, it's a V8 muscle car. It's a bit weird. It. I don't know. It could work.
That's it. It could work, but it probably won't.
Probably not.
But guys. This has been TC Talks. Obviously, if you've been listening to this on one of your many podcasting apps, thank you very much for listening to us. We are everywhere. If you haven't watched or listened one of our podcasts before, please have a listen back through all of the episodes. We always enjoy people's feedback as well. So if there's anything that you think we could do better, we could cover, you know, hit us up on one of the social medias. We are at @thumb_culture. We're on Facebook as well, at Thumb Culture. We're on YouTube, which is Thumb Culture V2. And yeah, basically find us in one of our many places, and even check out the website at thumbculture.co.uk. But this has been the DLC episode of DC Talks. And hopefully, if all goes to plan, we will be back next week.
Yes.
At some point, we may do a super special version.
That'd be
but
cool.
we're not sure yet. There will be stuff coming. Yeah. But yeah, guys, thank you once again. Thank you for all the people in the chat, like Live, Profit Roll, R Waggy, who was in the chat on Twitch. Thank you guys for having a listen and for hanging out tonight. And the regular streams with gameplay of stuff will be returning at some point. We will be returning at some stage in the next sort of few weeks, I would imagine.
Nice. Get back on it.
Yeah, in a build up to knocked over.
Wasn't your drink, was it?
I drink some. Like, it was on the floor. I think it's one of the wine bottles falling out of the. I've got a wine rack underneath my desk. Subnautica VR, maybe I need to learn how to play the actual game first before doing a VR stream, but that is a potential thing that could come. But yeah, unless you've got anything left to add, Stewpot?
Oh, that's good. It's been nice to come back after a little brief time out for moving.
Hiatus,
yeah. And just see you all next week, basically. Yeah.
Guys, take it easy. Goodbye from me.
Bye for me.